because it's the beginning of a new liturgical year, the main gospel for this coming year is Matthew. And no doubt, well, you might be like me, and I just thought, what a reading to start with. It's one of those that for many years terrified me. Particularly, I think as people I'm associating at the time, and there was a film which just blew my mind. I thought, help! Will I be left or will I be taken? Which of the ones are left, which of the ones are taken? And then I had to stop in other years to reflect and say, what does it all actually mean? And it's that bit, isn't it? Reminder, the story of Noah. We all know so well. If we went to Sunday school, or with help with young children, we have all drawn pictures of the ark, of the animals going in two by two, and of the waters coming up. But although Noah had been told to build the ark, nobody took him seriously when he said what was going to happen. And everybody went about their everyday life. And it only when the waters came that they suddenly realised what Noah had been saying was true. But it was too late. And I was reflecting, but certainly in the last couple of years, floods seem to have sprung up everywhere, at least in unexpected places. There's some places you know always flood, others you just sort of think, that's unusual. But those who are warned do something about it. Those who aren't, who hear the warning but do nothing, suffer the consequences. And so it's that bit. In this time of Advent, one of the in-between times, the time of looking back to the patriarchs, to the prophecies about Jesus coming, and then looking forward to his second coming. But before we get to the second coming, we come to remember his first coming as a babe. Very much an in-between time. A time when we need to take time for ourselves, time to sort of think, what are we going to do in this in-between time, this waiting time? How do we prepare? And the reading from Romans will give you some idea, and it was a passage we looked at in the house group a couple of weeks ago. So if you want to know more, ask somebody who's been on a Tuesday afternoon or pick up a leaflet. But Isaiah is saying, come, let us go to the mountain of the Lord, to the temple of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways so that we may walk in his paths. So are we open to allow Jesus to teach us his ways and to walk in his paths? I know some of you have walked along the high street recently with your eyes open. I've just seen this wonderful notice in a shop window that says, come inside, Christmas is here, or words to that effect. And you sort of think, really? Actually, it's just the trappings, isn't it? It's really amazing how everyone thinks nowadays you can box up Christmas. Box everything up. It's about the decorations, the trees, even the lovely trees that fall down when you're reading a bit from Isaiah that says they beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. I just thought this morning it just came at the right moment to realise that sometimes things aren't all they should be. But we have to, as Christians, as people of God, to look beyond what we see in adverts, in shop windows, in the shops, to actually, how are we going to prepare for Christmas, to celebrate the birthday of Jesus? How are we going to use this Advent. And I just want to share with you one or two things that Nick from 8 o'clock used in his prayers this morning. And I just thought they were so lovely, but they're things that we can take with us, so challenging, in that period between now and Christmas Day, when we really rejoice. Because we need to prepare ourselves to take that time, space out each time, each day, a little bit more, to be with Jesus. It might be lighting an Advent candle at home and reflecting. Or you might read a book, or read a book of the Bible. But one of the words that Nick used was reflection. But Advent is a time for reflection, a time for meditation. It's a time when we must think through what our priorities as a Christian are in our Christian journey, what our priorities as a church is. It's a time for resolution, so that as we go forward to the birth of Christ, everything that's churning up inside of us, we might become calm. And the fact that the cards haven't been written, presents haven't been bought, a turkey got lost en route, being able to take that in our stride as we open our hearts and our arms to Jesus to support us. To use our friends and our friends here in St. Martin's to encourage us to move forward in peace towards the birth of Christ. And it might be for us a time of repair of ourselves in body, mind, and spirit. It's very easy to go with the flow. I don't know about you, but every so often I think I must sit down and write a list of everything I have to do. And probably not like you, but my list seems to get longer, not shorter. And if I'm not careful, one or two things I can get uptight about. Because I haven't put things into perspective. And sometimes that's because I've pushed Christ to one side. But we're told in Matthew that Christ will come suddenly, unexpectedly, when we're going about our everyday lives. And we need to be alert. We need to be aware. We need to be tuned and rooted in Christ. Nick has also used the word rebirth. Christ was born, and we celebrate. As a human being, when we celebrate that birth every year. And it might be in our Christian journey that we need just to stop and think again and start afresh, if we like, in some ways, or fresh in a new way with Jesus. But above all, it's a time to rejoice, a time when we share with so many others, the meaning of Christ's birth is arrival and celebration. And it is, God's good news is there for everyone, as we've just sung in that hymn, hills of the north, east, west, south, the whole world is waiting for Jesus and his light and his love. And in how we live out our lives, his love will shine through us to other people. But we need to spend that time and be rooted in him. Amen.